It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent the burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ now for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
While your Twitter feed is about to get a little more lively, details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Is it too much effort to click on a Twitter link to get to a Periscope video? Yes, it is. At least for most of us who are trying to keep up to speed in the digital age of social media. But now Twitter is erasing that step and brings Periscope live video directly onto its news feed. Joining the Tech News Briefing now for some insight is Wall Street Journal reporter Yuri Ko. Welcome, Yuri.
Hi.
So Periscope is really sort of a hot commodity these days, and it is a sister app of Twitter. So it seems kind of like a no-brainer that you would be able to see a live Periscope video on your Twitter feed. Why now, and what took so long?
Yeah, I mean, Periscope is still a fairly young app. It hasn't even been a year since they launched. And in that year, they have released quite a number of features, though. And I would imagine that this integration is a difficult one to pull off. It requires Twitter to be able to handle a lot more data and to integrate it seamlessly so that, you know, as users are scrolling through their timelines, their experience isn't interrupted. So I would imagine there were some technical difficulties there.
And speaking to that, the live feed integration is a little limited right now. Right out the gate, how will this be accessible?
Well, they are launching with users who are on Apple mobile devices,
okay.
And that's pretty normal. A lot of their launches have started off with Apple device users first, and then they open up to Android and web later.
It seems like a sweet spot for advertisers as well. I gather there's some money to be made off of this.
Right. Well, not directly quite yet, and there isn't any advertising on Periscope yet. However, advertisers can use Periscope broadcasts and put them into a promoted tweet on Twitter. So if you're an advertiser and you know of an event coming up at a certain time and you want certain people to catch it, then you could maybe take that Periscope broadcast and elevate it to an advertisement on Twitter. And now those advertisers can have this different kind of advertisement and use all the normal Twitter targeting tools such as, you know, interest base and where users are and their gender and so forth.
So as with anything that's just starting out, you know, this integration is still in the infancy stage. What else should Twitter be thinking about in terms of making this the most user-satisfying experience?
I think, you know, to make sure that it's seamless so that, you know, that it doesn't slow the app down, that the timeline, you can still keep scrolling. It won't sit there and take a while to load. I think also data can be a big issue. It will start off as an autoplay broadcast, such as the same way that their videos do, but just as with their videos, users can opt to turn off that autoplay feature. So if they are sensitive to, you know, small data plans or limited data plans, they don't have to, the videos won't eat into that allotment. They'll only play when they're on Wi-Fi, for example.
It seems like a lot of these social media platforms are in a head-to-head race on who can get information out the quickest. So it seems logical that we'd be seeing more and more of this kind of integration.
Well, I think that's especially true on Twitter, which touts itself as this real-time service. And it's, you know, chock full of, you know, breaking news and everything that's of immediate value and immediacy is a big deal on Twitter. It's a big reason why it pairs so nicely with live TV events like the Super Bowl and so forth. So, you know, if you can enhance that in any way, I think is a smart and an expected move on Twitter's part.
Yeah. Yuri Ko, thanks as always for joining the podcast.
Great. Thank you.
This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check out all of our podcasts at WSJ.com/podcasts and become a subscriber on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal Newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.